5 on the First Coast at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to the last hour of this week's edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. Joining me in the studio now is a continuation of his last appearance here, Blake Harper. We're going to touch a little bit on what we left off with last time, and that was the young lady who wants to masquerade as a boy down here in St. Johns County and get access to the boys' bathrooms and the boys' locker. It was just the boys' bathrooms, not the locker rooms, right?
Is that right? Just the bathrooms.
But before we get started on that, I saw a headline that just came out. Governor Jerry Brown out in California has asked President Trump for federal assistance on wildfire aid. And, of course, Joni chimed in with the idea that they've spent, what, 30% of their...
Over 30% of the whole budget for the year in the first 2 months all these fires.
I feel so bad for them. I truly do. Well, let's get some of those celebrities and sports stars that live out there to contribute some money into paying for tankers to come out and put out fire retardant and water. I frankly don't care about California. They've been going on for years now about wanting to secede from the United States and be their own little country. And they have their Hollywood stars that want to chime in and say how bad our president is and how nasty us deplorables are. You know what? I don't care about them.
Bill. But you know what, Bill? There are a lot of folks in California that don't fit that mold.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks in California that allow them, they enable. Let me ask you this. Does the person that allows a drunk driver knowingly to get into a car with his keys, does that person, is he completely without blame for allowing his friend or relative?
All.
Okay.
But then, I think we're comparing apples and rocks, because when you look at the area that's burning in California.
Redding, California, some of the highest priced landowner facilities in the state?
No.
What do you mean no?
It's not the highest priced real estate.
It's some of the highest real estate in the state.
You got a lot of folks up there that have lost everything, that are probably as right as you are on a conservative spectrum.
Okay.
And we're going to withhold help for everybody because of the few idiots that get all the headlines.
Well, no, but at some point in time, you've got to put your foot down and say, let's go to the celebrities in Hollywood and Malibu.
I agree
with them,
you.
Let them pay. You know, let's have it. Hey, what was that thing Willie Nelson had about 25 years ago? What was it, Farm Aid or something?
Farm Aid.
Hey, let's have a Fire Aid concert.
I love it.
Let's have a Fire Aid concert. Let's get all of those Hollywood celebrities to donate their time for free. Let's put it out on simulcast. Let's get the
Jackson did with the Save
we
the
are
World.
The world.
We
yeah.
are the
Live
world.
Aid.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's. This is a great thing. It's coming right out of Jacksonville, Florida. Let's
get
promote
going,
this.
Bill.
You know, let's take all of those highbrow celebrities who think that Trump is such evil incarnate, and let's get them up on stage, donate their time for free. Who was it that canceled Roseanne? What was it, CBS that canceled
ABC.
It? Or ABC. Mm-hmm. So let's get ABC, since they're so highbrow, and they cancel Roseanne for doing something that, you know, hundreds of other celebrities have done, and worse. I mean, look, Kathy Griffin stood there with an effigy of Trump's bleeding head cut off in her hand. Which was worse, calling Valerie Jarrett, the spawn of Planet of the Apes and whatever else it was. She said that if they got together and had a kid, it would be Valerie Jarrett. Which is worse, that or standing there with a severed head that looks like our president? This is an easy answer, Joni. The severed
I'm trying
head
very
of the
hard not to laugh,
well,
because the visual is just too much.
Yeah,
may I chime in here?
The idea that there's a tweet that comes from somebody on their own personal time, that causes somebody to lose their reputation, lose their show, get blacklisted in Hollywood. And then what do? They turn around the very next week and offer the remaining cast members, minus Roseanne, whose name is what really made that show a success.
What drove the show.
Right. They offer the remaining cast members an opportunity to participate in a spinoff, which is now going to highlight the homosexual daughter and her illicit homosexual activities, along with the father and the biracial marriage person, the guy who was the little boy growing up, is now apparently married a black woman who is a sergeant or something in the Air Force or the Army and stationed overseas, and he's at home playing Mr. Mom. I mean, when you look at the way television is influencing our culture into believing that's the norm. And what is it they say? You listen to something 28 times and eventually it becomes a habit. Well, it's becoming a habit that homosexuality is normal, that interracial relationships are normal, that there's no fallout from that, that the kids that are, you know, the products of those relationships don't have any idea, they don't have any issues, they don't have any problems deciding who they are. Am I white? Am I black? Am I other? You know, why put children in a position like that? You know, it's just not necessary. So when we get back to the part about the fires, you know, I'm of the viewpoint, let's have a fire aid, let's raise some money, let's get some donations together and get some more tankers out there. And, you know, I think if anything that Donald Trump does to help the state of California, what he ought to do is say, okay, we're going to give you an account. We're going to give you credit. And we're going to credit you X number of millions of dollars to fight these fires. And we're going to send resources there. We're going to send tankers there. But everything you use, you will pay us back. And you know what? We have so many spineless members of Congress and of the Senate that not a single one of them would support that. Because they would say, well, we've never done it that way in the past for hurricane relief. We've never done it that way in the past for flood relief. We've never done it that way in the past for the tornadoes. But you know what? There's a new sheriff in town. This is a new day and a new time. And it's going to be, you want the federal government to bail you out? Then we're going to expect to get paid back. We are not an endless source of credit for your state. We are an endless source of money only to the point where you stop paying us back. When you pay us back what you owe us, we'll extend you more credit. That's what the banks do to Joe Q. Public, and that's what the federal government needs to do to these states.
But you see, Bill, that's common sense, and common sense is uncommon.
Absolutely. So, Blake, we've left you out of the conversation here because you're either scared to death because I'm on one of my rants tonight.
No, I'm just waiting for you all to have a conversation here. I want to go back and tie what's happening in California to what you all were talking about the homeless people in Jacksonville, because I stand with you on this, but in a much stronger way. Because what we're dealing with is responsibility. That's what we're dealing with. We need to remember that there was a dam that almost gave way in California. And the reason it almost gave way in the emergency was because they were misallocating monies that were required by law to protect the dam system. That's the same thing. That's the same thing that's happening throughout California. They're taking money and putting it into whatever social organizations are, and they're not being responsible and not taking care of the people. With this situation with the fires in California, let's hope and pray that the people who are suffering from this try to get some control over the circumstance and say tell the government in Sacramento that you're going to stop doing these things that are wasting our money, and you're going to start putting your money where it belongs. The same thing with people entitlements. People, there's a migration in the United States. People are going to where the jobs are or where the entitlements are.
Right.
And Jacksonville has one of the highest per capita dollars spent on homeless people in the country. We don't need to be spending any more money on that.
We're enabling.
Right.
We're becoming a city of enablers. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, Blake Harper joining me in the studio along with Joni. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to join us on the phone, you can. 904-222-TALK. 904-222-8255 or Bill at 600-WBOB.com. Had to think there for a second. That was an Alzheimer's moment. Bill at 600-WBOB.com. We're going to step away for just a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB.
Hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Welcome back. Good evening, Jackson. Welcome back to I'm Speaking. Wow. I didn't even know what happened there. It's just my brain started running and my voice were lagging behind.
There's a frog jumping around on the table.
Yeah, I guess so, right? You know, we've gone in 100 different directions tonight, and while I've been reading through the text messages that we get on the Facebook page and some of the other information that comes in, we have thrown a bunch of stuff at folks, and it all kind of wraps around what you said when you first stepped into the studio, personal responsibility.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm one of the first people that says we can't live in the past anymore. But God, I sure wish we did. You know, there's a point in time in our lives where the United States was exactly what it was supposed to be. A land of opportunity. A land of the ability to seek your fortune. The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was still available to all. But those days are gone because we've opened the floodgates to immigrants. And that's how our country was founded. We all know that. And people escaping religious persecution came here. And 100 or so years after that decided to fight taxation without representation. And a country was born. But at that particular time, we had very few people in the United States. And in fact, I didn't know this until just recently. It took, from the inception of our country, a little bit short of 100 years for us to get to a point where we had more residents in the United States than there were Incan Indians in South America. There was one area where the Incan Indians lived where there were 40 million Incan Indians. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish came here for the gold, and with their modern technology and their guns and their spears and their cleavers and their STDs. Swords and tuberculosis, believe it or not. I did not know this, but tuberculosis was one of the major things that wiped out the Indians, the Mayans and the Incans.
Well, that was syphilis, sexually transmitted diseases were the primary
was that
ones.
The primary?
They had no
they didn't
way to
mention that on PBS. I wonder why. So anyway, but there was a long period of time in our country where there just weren't that many people here. You know, and I think we can say that about every city in our nation was better until it became overrun with people. You know, New York City was always the melting pot. It was the industrial mecca of our country, and it spread out into Chicago with the railroads and the textile industries because of their access to the cotton belt of our country, which ran up Georgia, Virginia area. You know, all of that in the north was big into textiles and the granaries and the pork bellies and all of the other stuff. You know, the whole reason for the Chicago Stock Exchange was really to trade commodities that were organic in nature: wheat, corn, pork bellies, cattle. All of that started out in the Chicago Stock Exchange, not New York. And so when our country was smaller, we didn't have to worry about some of the things that we have today. Now, I got into a heated discussion with someone who's a member of the homosexual community, and they were talking about the fact that homosexuality has been around since the Roman days. You know what? I agree with them, but it hasn't been acceptable. And at a point in time where it became acceptable because people didn't want to run the risk of being looked down on as politically incorrect or intolerant or, for lack of a better word, racist, which seems to be a word that covers everything nowadays, that's when it started to become acceptable. Good men decided to keep their mouths shut rather than speak up and say, you know what, I don't agree with your lifestyle, so I don't want to see it. And now we have guys going at it on park benches and nobody says anything to them at all.
I have a different thesis.
Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
Founding principles, founding fathers, the rights that are given to an American citizen, where do they come from? In those documents, where do they come from?
They come from
our Creator.
Well, they come
stick from... Stick with me for a second.
All right.
Okay. This is the only country where our rights are given to us and they're innate and they're unquestioned. They cannot be taken away by man. And that's what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to take our rights away from us through secular humanism. I don't think it has anything to do with the population. I think what it has to do is with secular humanism and the effort to break down this country by taking away the source of our rights as they're established in the Declaration of Independence.
All right, well, let me jump in and play devil's advocate for a second here. Travel with me, will you? Let's just leave the studio right now. The three of us, we're going to teleport via Star Trek method, and we're going to go to the middle of the African plain. And we're going to stand there in Nairobi. I would say Kenya, but I might run into one of the Obamas. So we'll say in Nairobi. And a man comes up to us wearing a loincloth and carrying a spear, and he's heading down to the water hole. And we ask him, do you know what breathing is? And he will say, yes, I do. Do you have a right to breathe? Well, yes, I do. How did you get that right? I got that right because I breathe. And then you say, well, look around. Can you see in all directions? Yes. Well, then who gave you that right? Well, I didn't. It's common sense. So there are certain things, and I agree with you, Blake, and you and I have both decided not to go down this road when you make appearances on the show, but there are certain things that we have that we call rights that are just part of living. Breathing is part of living. Seeing is part of living.
Right.
Smelling is part of living. Mm-hmm. Dying is part of living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It has nothing to do with being given to us by our Creator, other than when we are born, we are given life. Where that life comes from, some people choose to believe some things. Other people choose to believe that it's just completely anatomical. You know, I'm not here to make that argument. In the grand scheme of things, if we do have a basis of certain rights, we could probably list them on one sheet of notepaper of what is a, many people say, a God-given right, then you're right. Those rights have been infringed upon in 100 different ways. But they're still out there because we still have them. It's still illegal to kill someone.
That's right.
Okay.
That's natural law.
It's still illegal to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unfortunately, because the press does it all the time, it's not illegal to bear false witness against your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't understand that commandment. You know, we're talking about the commandments, and I don't want to turn this into a religious show because I jump on you all the time. But most people don't understand what thou shalt not bear false witness.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you won't go into a courtroom and sit down at a table and raise your right hand and say, yes, I saw him shoot the guy when he really didn't do it. No, that's bearing false witness is lying about anything.
It's either not telling the truth overtly by telling telling an incorrect fact, or not actually telling what exactly happened. There's
right.
omission and commission. Here's the thing. We as a country have recognized where our rights come from. That's what makes this country special. That's what has set this country apart, is accepting that our rights are given to us by our Creator. That's what makes us unique in mankind's history. That's what has given us the opportunity to go forward, because we have certain universal constants. The thing about secular humanism is your definition of truth is your definition of truth. My definition of truth is my definition of truth. Whose definition of truth wins? Whoever's got the biggest gun.
Right.
But if we all agree that we have certain things, constants, which are given to us by our Creator, then your definition of truth, if it doesn't fit with that, then that's not truth. If mine doesn't, that's not truth.
Right.
That's why you see these people talking about having their own whatever gender they want to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's gender fluidity. That's exactly why we have this. It's because of secular humanism. The moral relativity. There's no moral relativity. There's moral absolutes.
Well, you know, I had the discussion that I had with this individual went to such great detail to talk about gender fluidity, to where you might feel that you are a little boy when you're 8, 9, and 10. But when you're 11, 12, and 13, your likes and dislikes change, and maybe you like what girls have better, so you decide you want to be a girl. That, to me, is not gender fluidity. That is mental disorder.
Okay, so every human goes through a maturation process. And part of maturing is experimenting and looking to see what things are one way or the other. Okay. We talked about this on your last show, John. There was an epidemiologist and another pure scientist who did a series, did significant research. There were 300 studies that were done, and it clearly stated that you leave the children alone, messing with the children and letting them determine for themselves, or you determining for them what they are outside of their natural presence, is actually child abuse.
Well. You know, to me, it's pretty simple. It comes right down to chromosomes.
That's
you know?
Right.
If you're born a boy, you're a boy. If you're born a girl, you're a girl. And you know what? As you get older, if you look a little homely and none of the guys want to date you, it doesn't mean that it's time for you to decide you want to be a boy. It just means that you're going to be a homely little girl and you're going to have a difficult time fitting in social situations. That's all it is. It doesn't mean you have to go to federal court and decide you want to use the bully.
It's a moral absolute. It's a moral and a natural absolute. That's exactly what I'm coming back to with regards to what comes to us from the Creator.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump just finishing up playing to the House during a campaign stop in Lewis Center, Ohio this evening. Mr. Trump hitting all of his high notes on economy, health care, trade and tariffs, and international relations. He did this while warning Democrats want to increase taxes and open borders to illegal aliens. Several people hurt, but Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro unhurt after an attempted attack by drones during a military event in Caracas. Two suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan Friday, killing at least 29 people and wounding another 81. And Patrick Stewart boldly going where he's been before. CBS Access reporting he's been tapped to headline a new Star Trek series, reprising his Star Trek New Generation character, Captain Jean-Luc Picard. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at greystonekitchens.com.
State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, jury. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
I-95 is heavy in both directions from Phillips Highway past International Golf Parkway and down to State Road 206. Ponce de Leon Boulevard, St. Augustine, is slower than normal from San Marco Avenue to Castillo Drive. Clear tonight, a low 76. Tomorrow and Monday, mostly sunny and 91. 84 now in Jacksonville. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey!
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. You know, finishing up this particular series that we've gone down a road talking about how our money is spent and how the city council kind of allocates funds towards a particular group or a particular person. My pet peeve has always been the Jaguars and how much money we spend and how little return we get on our investment. And then, of course, Blake has joined us this evening and has raised a different item, and that would be the catering that we did to Amazon and bringing Amazon here. Now, all of you know that Amazon's here with a couple of big facilities, one that's up and running already and one that's getting ready to get started. And they've offered some high-paying jobs to a select few and some standard-paying jobs to the multitudes of others. And they have brought some activity to that northwest quadrant of the city of Jacksonville. Of course, I understand that a big portion of the folks that they hired did not come from the north quadrant of our city, which is the one that's most in most desperate need of hiring, the west side and the north quadrant. But you brought this interesting piece of paper here, and I understand that this is just a synopsis of the offer that was made to Amazon and their relationship with the city under the Curry administration going forward. And so why don't you explain a little bit about the note here.
Okay. First of all, this comes down to what are they doing to, what is the Jacksonville Chamber doing in conjunction with the mayor's office, in conjunction with city council, to bring businesses to Jacksonville, and how far are they willing to go? With Amazon.com, they're willing to sell out the values of this city. And a lot of people will say, well, sure, we're going to get 50,000 people here, but do we want 50,000 people selling, telling us what the values of this city are supposed to be? And I think we all can agree, no. We understand Amazon is a very liberal company. They've pursued very liberal agendas within their corporation. There are all sorts of things happening which make that corporate culture conflict with Jacksonville. Now, what you have in front of you, Bill, and Joni, you have it as well.
Now, when you say, I'm going to jump in because I want to give you a chance. You say that corporate structure conflict with Jacksonville, meaning conflict with the majority of Jacksonville values?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's this, we can all agree that Jacksonville is a conservative town. It's essentially conservative. It's not so much so now than it was when I moved up here in 88, but it still remains essentially conservative. Amazon is not. It's just night and day. It's not. What you have in front of you, Bill and Joni, is some actual documentation I pulled out of the video that was prepared by the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce that has Lenny Curry speaking in it and appearing in it throughout, that's trying to lure Amazon.com to Jacksonville.
And that's not a bad thing.
No. It's not a bad thing to want to bring a company in, but to what extent are you willing to do that? And again, if the extent is to the point where you're willing to put Jacksonville's quality of life, Jacksonville's standards up for bidding, basically I consider it pimping it out, then that tells you just how far they'll go. So, and this is from the video, and you can go find this. You each can go to YouTube, look up Amazon HQ2 Jacksonville video. These are factual transcripts, in fact. And
what is the HQ? Oh, Amazon headquarters number two.
Right.
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of them from different cities, but it's interesting.
We didn't get the headquarters.
No.
Okay.
No. So,
Has it even been selected?
Yeah, well, and actually it's very interesting because what they've done is they've said we are going to select work with the city, which has a long-standing record with regards to LGBT issues.
Okay.
That's what they did. That's what their final cut was.
So what
was.
City did they select?
I don't remember which ones they were. Miami was one of them. Okay. I'm thinking someplace like D.C. I don't remember what they were.
Okay.
But the first one is a panel that you see, and it says, your campus in our urban core will become one, a relationship no other city can offer. In other words, they want Amazon to come in and basically seep into the urban core and seep into the life of the city. Again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But again, what would they offer this kind of thing to, say, Hobby Lobby or to Chick-fil-A? Would they be
highly
so over that?
Highly unlikely, but you're also talking about an incredible difference in financial structure, too.
But again, we're not talking about the financial structure. We're talking about the culture of the company. Okay. That's what we're talking about. So then it goes on, and this is actual transcript text. Amazon can impact the growth, culture, and social responsibility of our city. So in other words, they want Amazon to come in and have an impact on the social responsibility of our city.
All right, so let me play devil's advocate again. Amazon, Is it a extremely progressive company? Is it one that has no Judeo-Christian moral values ingrained in its structure? I mean, I don't know. Do you?
Amazon is an extremely progressive company. It's from out in Washington. It's like Starbucks. It's like any of the high-tech companies out there. They are a very liberal company. And again, as we talked about, their final cut was choosing a city which had a long-established record with the LGBT. Okay. But that's the clearest example of it. Okay, going on, it says whether your people want to surf the Atlantic Ocean before work or take a leadership role in how they shape our future through civic engagement, they can do it in Jacksonville.
All right, well, when I look at that, I'm imagining that any company coming to town can have any of their employees surfing in the Atlantic Ocean before they go to work.
That's right.
And any of them can take a leadership role if they get elected to city council or to any other elected office here or with the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So just about any company could do that with civic engagement. So the problem is that you know the backstory of Amazon being aligned with the LGBT community, and that's why that sets up a flag for you.
That's an example of their progressive agenda. Again, we're talking about what's going on out in California and where they're putting their responsibilities. That's one element of it. But then again, you know, if you're talking about a company that's got 200 or 300 employees, 200 or 300 employees are not going to mean a lot. 50,000 does.
And as of Friday, a company that was rated worth over $1 trillion.
That's right. And so, what do we see happening? What do we see happening in the political back rooms of city council and the fourth floor?
Oh, I'm sure we see people garnering any kind of support they can get from Amazon, especially from their administration, because of the two new warehouses that are going up here, the distribution centers that are going
right.
up here.
Right. And so, these people are going to have significant resources, both in terms of the people that are there, but also the resources to finance campaigns.
So, in last week's show, which spurred your reappearance here because I got over 60 emails asking for you to come back mm-hmm. and continue the discussion about the influence of this young lady masquerading as a young man or wanting to, mm-hmm. and now federally licensed to do that by Judge Corcoran.
Corrigan, I'm sorry.
Apologize if your name is Corcoran. Corrigan. Now has her walking papers that said, yeah, I can walk right into the boys' bathroom with no questions asked. You seem to be under the impression that Amazon is going to influence peddle in that respect here through elections going forward.
I'm not talking about the existing situation here. I'm not speaking about that. What I'm speaking about is what they're willing to do to get the head HQ2 here. And they were willing to sell out Jacksonville's value.
So you're trying to put people on guard that if this can happen for Amazon, it can happen for others.
That's right. And what I'm also trying to suggest is there's a process called Fast Track where they can, and it goes back to what Matt was talking about before. The administration negotiates and you get an up or down. That's wrong. You know, when I ask people, when I talk to people about Amazon.com at city council, they're clueless. Who is Amazon? Well, yeah, we'd love to have 50,000 jobs here. That'd be great. But then they don't understand what that company's about. And again, we're talking about the corporate culture.
Right.
And so if they're willing to offer, and we just talked about this before, if they're willing to offer the same kind of incentives to conservative founding principle type of companies to come to Jacksonville, what's going to – first of all, they won't do that. Because they're going to get hammered by the press, but you know they wouldn't do it. And if they do that here, who else are they going to do this with?
All right, well, I have some thoughts on that when we get back. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Blake Harper joining me for the second time here in the studio, back by popular demand, and I'm glad you were able to join us tonight. If you'd like to reach us by phone, you can 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. If you're listening out there and you've got an opinion on whether or not progressivism in this country or in this state or in this city scares you, I'd like to hear about it. Give us a call here. I'd like to hear your point of view. This is I'm Speaking Plenty. We'll be right back.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time. And does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, you can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. You know, one thing that has rung over and over here, we talked about personal responsibility from an individual standpoint, but also personal responsibility when it comes to going to the ballot box and casting votes for folks that are coming up for election.
Absolutely.
We've got the state elections that are coming up here first off, and then following that, we will have the city elections in March of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that people do the research and find out, you know, where these candidates stand on important issues like faith, family, and free enterprise.
Right.
Boy, where have I heard that before?
Uh-huh.
The candidates that have raised their interest in running for offices now might be those candidates that are using a first office to springboard them to a second office or to a third office or to a higher office. So when you're seeing former city council folks running for an office or former state representative folks running for an office, take an opportunity to go back and look at what kind of a elected official they were before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because whatever they did before, it's pretty indicative of what they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. So if you had a city councilman that kowtowed to every, you know, old money guy in town that raised your taxes constantly, that never listened to you, wouldn't accept your phone call, didn't take your point of view on something that was happening in your community, and now they're running for tax collector or
property appraiser? Why do you think it's going to be any different?
Right, yeah. Why do you think it's going to be any different?
Right.
So when you see those folks that you had such a bad time with as a city council member, when you see them running for office for something else, my suggestion to you is to go with your gut and don't think that they've changed overnight. Sheeps don't change their wool.
Nope.
And find a better candidate, even if it means crossing lines.
Two responses to that. First of all, follow the money.
Right.
Know where the money is coming from. If you have a candidate who's got $200,000 or $300,000, where's that $200,000 or $300,000 coming from?
Oh, if you've got a candidate that's a cousin of an already high-ranking city official, and they've got several hundred thousand, and they're running for just a city council seat, there's something up with that.
That's right. The other thing is, and this is, I was challenged by this because I brought this whole issue of our Amazon HQ2 up with somebody, and they can't see anything other than the 50,000 jobs. And then I mentioned a candidate. Oh, I know him. He and I go back many years. Well, here's the thing. Do you own a business? Are you a manager? You have to hire somebody. Are you going to hire somebody who you like? Do you hire somebody to do a job in your business because you like them?
No, it's because they're qualified to do the job.
Do you hire somebody to be if you're a homemaker and you want to have a nanny or something there? Do you hire that person because you like them? No, you hire them because they do the good job.
Right.
But here's the thing: this is the way these candidates are running. You know me, we're friends. Vote for me.
Right.
And I'm not going to name names on radio here, but the big dollar candidates work exactly that way.
Let's go to the phones real quick and bring up Paul. Paul, good evening and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly. You'll be our last caller for tonight.
Oh, thanks. You know, you call it progressivism, but it is actually cultural Marxism.
That's right.
Also, I encourage you to go to a website called secondvote.com, the number 2ndvote.com, and look at all the corporations that support gay and lesbian causes. It will just blow your mind. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it. Well, then, you know what? To answer the question of the caller that just came in when I said it was the last call, no. Got another phone line open. So, Holly, if you want to call in and make a comment tonight, please do. Phone line's open for you. You got about another 10 minutes to do it. 8 minutes.
This is what I wanted. When we went to break, I want to talk to you about what I think is a better way to handle economic development in this city. It's a little bit like stock portfolio. It comes under the idea that you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Diversification.
Diversification. Do you remember when American Express, they built that wonderful building out at Southside and JTB?
Absolutely.
And they crashed and burned 18 months into it because they're so poorly run? If we would stop courting these huge employers who can come and go at the drop of a hat, who have the ability to beat us over the head with their presence and with their economic might, and say, we want to have small to medium-sized businesses. We want to focus on small to medium-sized businesses. Here's what happens. One of those businesses crashes and burns.
Doesn't really affect us that much.
Doesn't affect us that much.
Right.
The second thing is, that if you build up a city of small to medium sized clean manufacturing jobs, then what happens is that none of them can hold sway. None of them can beat you over the head or tell you what to do.
Let's go to the phone again real quick. Holly called in. Holly, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey, good night. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, Holly.
Great to hear your voice. What can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted to end the show on a very positive note. We got up today, and we went and saw the new Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie. And they don't use too much foul language. It's all action.
Right.
It was so good. It is something you could take, you know, older teens to and not have to worry about. And even if you got to drag a little kid, there's not going to be something that they shouldn't see. But
is there anything like that in our world anymore, Holly? Is there anything that people think a little kid shouldn't see?
No, well, all the time. But I think it's a movie that shows what higher education will do, because Tom Cruise stepped into, of course, every situation. He flew the helicopter. He drove the cars fast. He drove the women wild.
Yeah.
Hey, Holly, have you seen the new Dinesh D'Souza?
I have not.
Just came out this last week. It looks like it's going to be real good.
But does it open any more Pandora's boxes? That's the problem. Do we look at the possibility of him doing more jail time over it?
I actually saw the movie.
Is it good?
I bought 13 tickets for the preview.
I also ran into a friend of Bill's this week. We got a notice down at work and said we needed to tidy our desks up.
Oh, I forgot to mention
Rutherford was coming to our offices and. He was walking out. They were walking up to the front, and I stopped one of our VPs and went over and shook his hand. So, how's it going, John? I said, Bill Hay said for you to give him a buzz that you're due for a guest appearance on the show, whether you want to come in or if you can't call in, you know, pick up the phone.
He actually called me back at the beginning of the show tonight and said he was booked for tonight, but I'm supposed to call him tomorrow. So, I will do that.
Yeah.
I will give him a call.
I was very impressed with the way he shakes hands.
Very very abruptly, very securely, very manly. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, Holly.
Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you. Thanks. See you.
Bye-bye.
Holly, as you guys remember, those longtime listeners, my former in-studio producer and our go-to fill-in producer when Joni's not able to make it across the Hart Bridge because it's raining too hard and she gets
Buckman.
Too scared. Buckman, whatever.
Big
a bridge.
Difference.
It's just a bridge.
Big
It'll
accident.
Be all right.
Big accident tonight out there.
Okay. All right. So we're winding up another edition of this week with I'm Speaking Plainly. And those of you that enjoyed Blake's appearance tonight, he's I think he's going to be suckered into a role of writing for a blog called Know the Candidate. And I put his name in the hat for some of those folks to put up some dossiers on individuals that are running for office here in Jacksonville, and I hope they'll select him moving forward. It's a Facebook page. If you guys are on Facebook, you should check it out. And that behind the scenes look at those people that are running for office. We have an inherent responsibility. If you don't like what's going on, if you don't like the fact that the Mueller investigation has turned into a witch hunt on our president, then you need to start now. Start this cycle with electing people that you know support American values, family values, the American way of life, and support any effort that allows you to keep more of your money, to keep more people out of your pockets, whether they're illegal immigrants or tax collectors, and just increase your quality of life. Don't you agree, Blake?
Yes, and thank you for having me on here.
You're welcome. No problem. And Joni, thank you.
And if you don't vote, you have no right to gripe about anything.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You've been listening to this week's edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. During the course of the week, I'm very proud and happy to read all of your emails and your notes. And believe me, I do. I try to get back to each and every one of you. If you're out there having a good time tonight, partying or doing whatever your most normal people do on a Saturday night when you're not sitting at home listening to me, I hope you are doing it safely and responsibly. And let's make that the buzzword going forward for the rest of this year. Personal responsibility. Let's all take more personal responsibility in our day-to-day affairs. It will help out your fellow citizens, and believe it or not, it'll help you out too. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll see you back here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.